following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
First Friday of 2011. Football, basketball, wrestling, it's all going on and a whole lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show today from the Husker Sports Network. Andy Markowski is going to join us to talk a little Big 12 basketball as the Huskers open up the second portion of their season tomorrow at home against Iowa State.
Looking forward to that.
And then Las Vegas we go. To Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Daddy and I give our selections for the week and for the Super Bowl.
Merritt, what happened last night in that bull pick 'em? Any updates?
Everybody was right except for one person.
I just thought Miami without a coach was going to struggle. Let's see the sheets, Merritt. Let's see where we're at because we're heading into the home stretch. Only 3 weeks, four games to go. The Cotton Bowl is tonight, and it is a clean sweep. Everybody has selected LSU, so there will be no change. And here's where we set right now. Terry is setting in great shape for that laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase. He has 16 victories. Then you go to Jack, one back, 15. 14 apiece for Tim and John. Mathematically still alive. Do you think we should let these guys in on who each other picked?
No.
Keep the drama going.
Well, till Monday. I think we can let them in Monday.
I just want them to know that there are differences of opinion. Big game is tomorrow, the Compass Bowl, where Pittsburgh takes on Kentucky. And it may even come down to a tiebreaker, which is total points in the national championship game. I hate those. I hate those total points. I hate those. You know, but in this case, you have to have a tiebreaker. You can't split the computer. What's half a computer going to do for you?
You can't have the screen. The person gets the keyboard. No, not doing that.
Tim and John. Yeah, I think it's time to let a couple of these guys in on it.
Okay, has John been eliminated?
John is eliminated because John has the exact same selections as our leader, Terry, going out. And so does Tim. So it's a two-man race. John and Tim, who are both 14 and 14, have been eliminated from contention for the championship. It is down to Terry and Jack going for it all. And we will see how they do over the weekend and whether that final game will mean anything to either one of them. And you have, wow, you've caught me in crappiness of bowl selections. We each have 13.
Now we're going to finish out tied.
Did you know Merritt? Oh, yeah, we have the exact same selections, too, don't we? Did you know that Merritt edits this every day so that it looks like he's got more than we do?
Yeah, I've noticed that. I have noticed that. NFL playoffs, Douglas. And I know we're going to get to this later because I know you want to make selections. Do you know in 44 years of New Orleans Saints football, one thing they have never done?
Let's see. Won a playoff game back-to-back years.
Won a playoff game on the road.
Oh.
Never happened in 44 years.
Interesting. 11, oh, Matt Hasselbeck. I don't know. Charlie Whitehurst, you're out. Matt Hasselbeck back in. That's a big story there. Are we good that Jason Garrett's the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? Our team.
Pretty tough to argue the mess they were in and what
is.
He did.
1-7. Couldn't score. Had all the talent at the time. Then they get beat up, and all of a sudden they start doing better. I don't know. I don't want... Like Colin Cowherd was saying this morning, he's not sure. Kind of you hope Jason Garrett does good. You want an offensive guy. You want to win. You got to have some defense, though, and there are a lot of holes on this Dallas Cowboy team. And obviously Jerry Jones not afraid to spend money, but he's spent a lot already. How much more can he bring in on some of these guys?
I don't know. You take over a team that was absolutely a zero. I mean, they were the worst team in the NFL at 1-7. The worst. Couldn't do anything right. 5-3. Should have been 6-2. Beeler makes an extra point. They're the better team in Arizona. Nobody's arguing that. 6-2. It's been tough to say, well, Jason, we're going a different direction. Well, we didn't. We like what you did, but it wasn't good enough.
I think that's where you're at. Who would you have gotten? But I think Jason Garrett will also be looked at very carefully. He's going to have success pretty much immediately, which is what every Yankee manager, Laker coach, Knicks coach, Cowboys coach, Steelers coach, you know, big-time perennial winning franchises have to look at. So we'll see how that all breaks down. Some great high school basketball last night. We're looking for more tonight on our network of stations. Donovan Trumbull boys upset number one Ravenna. St. Cecilia plays well for three quarters, but the one quarter they didn't, Gretna really shown. And they won 43-40, Gretna did yesterday. So we've got Silver Lake Blue Hill on the Breeze, 94.5, Adams Central Loop City on 1230 KHAS, and Donovan Trumbull Kearney Catholic. Can their boys emotionally be ready to go against another tough Loup Lake Conference opponent tonight right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550? Coming up, Andy Markowski is going to join us in our next segment. Then we're going to have Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. Do you want to make your I got to ask you, do you want to man up, make your selections before Mike Perenio tells you who to pick, or do you want to wait till after Mike Perenio tells you who to pick?
I want to do it before.
I think that's the way we should do it. I think that's an excellent thought. I think that's excellent. Anything else in the world of sports that you want to talk about? Jeff Ogilvy cut his finger on a coral reef earlier this week out in Hawaii, so he had to withdraw. So you got golf going on already as well. There are some hilarious moments in the not top 10 plays on SportsCenter this morning on ESPN. I've never seen anybody go up for a two-hand dunk and get rejected by the bottom of the backboard.
Is that coming up here?
Oh, no, top of the hour. So people, yeah, you have to listen to the whole show, and then you can switch it over for that. All the basketball, by the way, is tomorrow. Hastings College at Mount Marty. UNK at Shadron State. The Huskers are home. The women will host 19th-ranked Oklahoma at 2:05, and then the men roll in with Iowa State at 7 o'clock. Both the Husker games are on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm Hockey is on the road. Lincoln tonight, Des Moines tomorrow. You can hear them both on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Also some wrestling. The Clash is underway in Rochester, Minnesota. We'll try and give you the latest. Grand Island, Omaha, Scudder, both up there. Also, Amherst wrestling invite. I'll be over there broadcasting the finals tomorrow, approximate 4:15 start time. As we all know, wrestling, you just don't know. There's always fluctuation time. But five of the top 10 D teams, plus some other good area teams, will be on hand for that huge tournament tomorrow, and that will be on Classic Hits 98.9, and all of the NFL playoff games are right here on ESPN Radio.
Is it that time before the break? You gonna pick them?
No. I thought we'd do some basketball, then maybe okay. We'd pick them, then we'd bring Perenio in to tell us how dumb we are.
That won't be hard.
I thought that would be, you know, kind of the way things go. A little quiet on the Husker front today. So that's nice.
I think that's very good.
Yeah, let's keep it quiet.
Except for you dorks reading your message boards.
Are there dorks out there?
Yeah.
There's another one out there that Pelini's interested in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't you go from Nebraska to Michigan and stay in the Big Ten? Because I'm sure Michigan's a much better program.
Yeah, and the tension won't be near as high there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much all crazy. Let's take a break here a little earlier than normal and remind you that Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network is going to join us, talk a little Husker basketball. Doc Sadler seems to believe that maybe this is his best team if they can get some scoring going. He knows that they're deep, and he knows that they've got some defensive talent. But again, he also knows they haven't played Clemson, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas. But they have beaten USC. They have beaten TCU. There you go.
Creighton.
Oh, by the way.
Give Creighton their
Creighton.
Deal.
Creighton's not. No. Not this year. Not right now. Not right now. Not this year. By the way, I saw that in Columbus, Ohio, you know, our new video billboards that we have out, about 20 of them have been purchased congratulating TCU on their Rose Bowl victory in Columbus, Ohio, kind of rubbing it in the face of the Ohio State athletic director that said they didn't belong.
Nice.
In a BCS game, so.
Nice.
There you go.
I like that. I like that. Going back and forth. Hey, he made the statement.
Chris wants to know if there's any truth to the rumor that Michigan has better bocce ball courts.
There's no truth to that. You know what else Chris wants to know? You know what else Chris wants to know? This just breaking, top of the hour. Merritt, strike up the band.
Who cares? Who cares?
Matt Garza, who cares? If you're a Cubs fan, you care.
Here's what I mean by that. Until the Cubs do something, it doesn't matter who they have.
At least they get the pieces to do something, Doug.
What's more disappointing?
Well,
bringing in guys that underachieve or trading away the guys that do achieve? I think it's more frustrating to trade away the guys that have achieved. The Cubs bring them in. It's like bringing them to Pet Cemetery. They're all dead. It's just, it doesn't work. I want the Cubs to win. I like the Cubs. I root for the Cubs. It's fun to watch the Cubs win. It's a great team. It's a great atmosphere, organization, and all that. But it's like all these things that we say, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. They had their chance here the last few years and continuously blew it from the Bartman ball on. And then you go into spending more money and you stink. Lou leaves. You get a no-name manager. You got what on this team? Is Matt Garza Cliff Lee? Is he anybody that's pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies? I mean, yes, Matt Garza, great pitcher. Let me know in September if the Cubs are still in it. Because until then, I don't care. I'm sorry, I don't. I'm just tired of going through this every single year.
At least there's a little excitement for them. That's all I'm saying. Let them be excited this time of year.
They always are excited.
Why
this
do you
got
a Debbie Downer everything?
They are. Yeah, me, who made it all through 2010 with my New Year's resolution of being more positive, while Tony was more negative on this show. I'm again, as usual on this show, talking fact. Yeah,
the fact is they got Matt Garza. Let's let them be excited.
And in 3 weeks. When May,
it's not like
around.
Bringing Jody Davis back to be your catcher, all right? All right, we got Ryan Sandberg playing second base now. He's not 54 years old. He's still in the prime of his career.
Oh, well, for the next, 3 months?
Yep. Just let him be excited.
Okay, bet. Want to make a wager?
Let me guess. Matt Garza will win 25 games.
No.
Matt
Garza's ERA is over 4. We'll have to set an inning thing on this in case he gets injured or something weird happens.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So you owe me 2, and this will, of course, you know, there's like a 9-month bet here, but, you know, it's okay. I like eating lunch in November. So it's cool.
I'm going to have to factor in the National League. Yeah, it's going to have to be. We'll make a bet.
We'll take a break. We'll look at Matt Garza's career ERA and see where he's at. And then when we come back, Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network, our NFL predictions, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Stay with us.
The all-new BK breakfast menu is here, and it needs a proper introduction.
It's morning. I'm hungry. Gonna go to Burger King. Burger King for breakfast? Yes, there's such a thing.
Platters, bowls, and biscuits. Breakfast at Burger King.
The all-new BK breakfast menu with 9 all-new items. Get the BK breakfast bowl, the BK ultimate breakfast platter, Seattle's best coffee, and a whole bunch more. That's right, from Burger King at participating restaurants.
Welcome back to the King Value Radio Network.
Sandy, we are getting loads of calls today about these King deals from Burger King. Like, buy one original chicken sandwich, get one free.
Jim from Tucson, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I went to Burger King for an original chicken sandwich, and I got the second one free. It's probably the best purchase I ever made.
Probably, Jim.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, there it is. Buy one original chicken sandwich and get another one free. Each with a crispy white meat chicken patty, lettuce, and mayo. King deals of BK. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Tax excluded.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way on our network of stations this weekend and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in Donovan Trumbull starting at 6. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central will host Loop City at 6. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Silver Lake is at Blue Hill. It's high school hoops tonight right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
Well, as you can see, about cloudiness and some breaks of sun at times as well as we head through the day today, with temperatures staying fairly steady or falling back a bit through the 30s, with northwest winds of 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll be back to 14 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 41. Oh, I love these people. I'm getting more texts. Again, listen to what I'm saying, people. I'm not... This comes... from El Conquistador. You wish the Cubs sucked as bad as the Royals. Stop hating. Not the point. I'm pointing out fact. I know the Cubs are better than the Royals. I know that. I got that. No problem. Chris says two pitchers on the staff who've thrown no hitters. Best staff in the NL Central. And then he said a cuss word. Something I can't say. Although it's a nice sandy place out on the coast. That's all I'm saying. Coming up, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay, director of the Race and Sportsbook in Las Vegas. In the second half of the show, we make our NFL selections. With all this football to watch, Tony.
Playoff games, BCS championship game. Why not choose Troutman's quality meat for your party? Remember, the quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Plus, they got sausage fresh out of the smokehouse, garlic, and Italian sausages waiting for you today. Please, please. Please stop down. Check out the Green Mountain Grill. They've got all the pellets. You can mix them. You can match them. Get your own flavor going. Ask Carrie about it. That's the grill. Carrie, Kerry uses at Troutman's, plus all the selection of imported wines and domestic wines to choose from, all available at Troutman's Quality Meats. Remember, all their meat is USDA certified Angus beef. And when Andy Markowski rolls into Kearney, he always stops at Troutman's Quality Meat to get garlic and Italian sausages.
Well, Polish, basically. Andy, what's up?
I was sold, Daddy. I mean, geez, I tune in. You got gambling coming up. You've got steak advertising. You've got emailers cursing. This is my kind of show.
hey, Drew's now, Matt Garz is traded to the Cubs. Do you care?
I'm not a big baseball guy, so I can't say that I do care.
And we said we'd mention this coming back, Daddy. Matt Garza pitched for Tampa, in case people didn't know, has had some success and has seen postseason, which he will not see at Wrigley Field. His career ERA.
I didn't say he would see postseason. I didn't.
Well, if there's hope for the Cubs, then they'd be playing in the postseason. His career ERA, 3.97. Our bet is 4. Are you good with that?
Well, National League, you certainly, with pitchers hitting, you expect that to go up.
You expect it to be better. Yeah.
I see.
It's going to be the Doug show here in just a minute. Hey, Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Drew's, I guess, obviously, Tony's already called me Debbie Downer. Tell me why I should believe this season is any different for the Nebraska men's basketball team coming off a good non-conference record going into the Big 12.
Well, they've got more pieces. This is the first year that you look at their schedule, and they're not going to just get out-talented in every game that they play. I mean, I think they're frontline guys. They have the size and the depth to hold up through a 16-game conference season. You've got a senior point guard that's playing at a high level. Doc hasn't had a good senior point guard since Charles Richardson 4 years ago. And then you have some wings that all do different things. In my opinion, they're not playing at a high level now, but you can mix and match. You can play against athletic teams with maybe a Caleb Walker and a Ray Gallegos. You can play against zones with maybe a Baronic and Bear Jones. He's got a lot more pieces, and the Big 12 is good, but it's not as good as past years. So I do think they have a chance to beat the better teams in their league, in the league. But their margin of error is so small that if they don't play well, they can be beat by anybody in the league.
Andy, this is a Central Nebraska question. Are you surprised at the success that Drake Baronic has had for Doc?
No. You know, Drake has put in a lot of work. I mean, Drake, you know, when you define success for Drake Baronic, it's playing his role. And his role has been, you know, come into the basketball game, don't make mistakes, take advantage of open shots. Drake is a senior, he's been through a lot of battles, so he's a pretty good defender, even though he may lack some athleticism, and that may get exposed a little bit more coming into the league. But Drake, you know, really had a role on this team because this team lacked an inherent toughness and did not have a lot of leadership. You know, Lance Jeter was really the only kid that was an upperclassman that had any leadership experience, and Drake has really helped him in that capacity. So, no, it didn't surprise me, and hopefully Drake can continue doing the things he's done because the wings, I think, are going to be the difference of whether this team goes 5-11 or 9-7. I think those wings have got to play and play consistently for this team to win, especially against the better teams in the league.
Andy Markowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show talking a little Husker basketball. They open the Big 12 slate against Iowa State tomorrow. On a personal note, Andy, I know you guys play different positions, but boy, it sure seems like both from the same size of a school when you played in high school and some expectations. You see any of you in him?
And who? Who's that?
In Drake. You in Drake?
Yeah, you know, and that's been the bad thing about Nebraska basketball for the last 7 or 8 years. You haven't had in-state kids, and there's just a different level of pride and a caring for the program and a representation of what you want yourself to stand for and what you want Nebraska to stand for. And I think that's really hurt Doc. He just hasn't had enough of those in-state kids. Now, that being said, you can't scholarship because I don't think there's been a kid there, you know, through the high school the last 5 or 6 years to help him. And Drake has brought that. And I think I had a little bit of that. You know, I wanted to do well, not only for myself, but, you know, I had friends and family in the stands all the time. And he had people that knew you from high school that wanted Nebraska to do well. So, you know, that toughness and just the pride and the passion for Nebraska basketball is there. And it's helped. You know, Drake has had a big impact on the program in 2 years, despite what it may show in the box score.
Andy, talk about the loss of Christian Stan Hardinger and what that means to this team. Doug at one point thought he might have been the best player on this team.
Well, I don't disagree that he might have been not the best player, but the most talented scorer. But he really had a hard time fitting into not only an offensive scheme, a defensive scheme, and a team. The kid was kind of an outsider, was really not very well liked amongst teammates, kind of struggled. Christian came to Nebraska to improve his stock and go back to Europe and make money, or, you know, that was kind of his motive. It was never Nebraska basketball, be a part of a team, help. And I think he played like that. Now, you know, that being said, you know, you certainly lost a kid that could maybe go get you a basket in a tough stretch of a game. But I think the chemistry right now is probably as good as it's been, and that's minus Christian Stan Hardinger.
Andy, I think you were confused. We asked about Christian Stan Hardinger, not Taylor Martinez.
there's a lot of truth to just being liked and being comfortable, and as a coaching staff, you know, coming in, enjoying coaching kids. And some kids out there take that, you know, enjoyment away. I can't speak for the Taylor Martinez deal, but, you know, certainly there was a lot going on in the background of Christian that affected not only the team's play, but his play at some times on the court.
Andy Markowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. If I'm counting right, I guess you got to throw out Stan Hardinger. So 10 guys on the roster are averaging double digits in minutes. Will we see that change in conference play?
You know, here's the deal. I really believe Doc wanted to get this down to 8 guys. You know, he spoke to that postseason last year. But to be honest, those 4 wings haven't separated themselves. I mean, so is it fair to say, okay, I'm just going to play you and not you? So what I think you're going to see is some games, Baranek and Abair Jones are going to play a lot of minutes. In an athletic game like maybe a Missouri or a Kansas State, you're probably going to see a little bit more of Caleb Walker and Ray Gallegos. And that's going back to my point where I think this team has a chance to be better than years past, is they have more pieces to play different styles and be successful doing that. To me, a key is Cameron Brown. Lance Jeter has been really good playing 30 minutes. When he's had to play more than that, I think his play has suffered late games with shooting. You know, if you can get Cameron to maybe play those 10 minutes at the back at point guard, which brings a dimension of pushing the ball, creating off the dribble, he could really be an important piece, especially in the Missouri, Kansas State games that really rely on man-to-man pressure and make you, you know, just go make a play. You can't run a set play. You just got to attack pressure and go get a basket. So there's more parts, but I do think Doc's going to play 10 players because, you know, nobody separated themselves for him to shorten the rotation.
Andy, I think for maybe the first time in a long time, the big men are in place. Andre, people haven't saw him yet. The soft shooting touch, I think Jorge brings some. I think Mr. Ubel brings something, certainly. But 3 of those guys, certainly that's the first time that's ever happened under Doc's tenure there.
No doubt. You know, he had Maric, which was a good player, but then didn't have any depth. And then, you know, he had kind of Ryan Anderson playing the 4. This is the first year that he has 4 legit big guys. When I say legit, are they great? No. I mean, Diaz is probably the most skilled and gifted of that group. But there's 4 of them, and you can withstand foul trouble. You can play them where they're only playing 25 minutes, where they don't have to log a ton of minutes, which ends up being fatigue and maybe effort and some poor fouls and missed shots late. So, and they're all different types of players. You know, moving McCray down to the 4 has given them an athletic 4-man to go with Jubel, and then you have Diaz and Almeida, which, you know, if you throw the ball into those guys, they can get you a basket, and hopefully that can eliminate some of the dry spells that this team went on last year.
Just another minute with Andy Markowski here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, Iowa State comes in tomorrow. They've had a nice little resurgence. It sounds like Fred Hoiberg's doing a good job, but now they're missing a couple of players for a variety of reasons. And when you look at the schedule and the next 2 games are at Missouri and at Kansas, this almost becomes a must-win game to start the conference on Saturday night.
No, I agree. It's a must-win for 2 reasons. I think the fans have started to pay attention to this team in the last couple weeks, and the attendance hasn't been great. I think this win, if you can win, I think it solidifies that maybe this season can be different. And not to mention, you know, you go on the road to two top 15 teams, you know, your next two games. But I think this team has confidence that it didn't have last year. I think the crowd and the fans kind of want to start paying attention, and this could maybe put them over the top when they start coming out and really supporting this team. And, you know, when you go on the road for those next two, you certainly don't want to start 0-3.
Andy, your thoughts towards what this team's going to do? Is this a tournament team?
Well, no, I don't. From what I see right now, I don't think they're an NCAA tournament team. I think they can grow into that. I think this team, the ceiling is 9-7. And if you go 9-7 with a 12-2 non-conference record, you're going to be smack on that bubble, and then the tournament, you know, the Big 12 tournament, you'll have a chance to play itself in. But the team that you're seeing right now has a chance to get a lot better. Doc hasn't had teams that can grow just because he hasn't had talent. I truly believe this team can get a lot better. And if you can catch A&M and Oklahoma State as that 6-7 team, I think you'll have a chance to be in the tournament. Now, you know, there's 16 games. The non-conference record was nice. The TCU win was good. The USC win was decent. There's still a lot to be proved to me before I would go on the line and say this is an NCAA tournament team, but this is the closest team Doc has had to being a 20-win team and being in the discussion.
Yeah, Andy, I guess when we were talking earlier in the week, I said it would be kind of a minor basketball miracle if this team won more than six conference games. So you're saying 6-9 conference wins, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think 9's a ceiling. 5 would be disappointing. 6-8 is probably realistic.
Well, Andy, before we let you get out of here, I've got to read the email we just got.
I wonder if is that from Pigs?
This is from El Conquistador. Oh, okay. He chimes in again and says, I never once heard Taylor say he wanted to go to Germany and play basketball.
Drews, we're going to Vegas. Go ahead.
Maybe his dad has changed the plan. So.
Drews, we're going to Vegas next. Who's your Super Bowl pick?
Oh, I don't know. With New England being at home, I think they'll be playing for the Super Bowl, and I haven't seen anybody in the NFC good enough to beat them. So I guess as much as I hate rooting for the favorite, I got to go with the Pats.
All right, Andy, we'll talk to you as the season progresses. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care. Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network and, of course, the great Orange Chanticleer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Husker player, former Husker captain as well. So that's
change your mind at all? Give him a little bit of hope?
No. No, I mean, a little bit of hope.
What?
A little bit of hope. Now, hold on. What do you mean is a little bit of hope? When Andy says that the ceiling is 9, you know, the funny thing is, whether it's funny or not, Doc, they had their Big 12 conference call yesterday and was asked about, you know, being a tournament team and something like that. And then you think about what the questions are that Bill Self gets asked. I mean, when Nebraska volleyball plays through the season, you just know that they're in the Sweet 16 and a good chance they're going to Final Four. And then you got a basketball program that, good God, you just love to get a chance to get into the tournament. You got to start somewhere, but eventually it's got to be more than just a chance to get into a tournament as an 11 seed.
Well, I think you're right on that.
Again, I want them to do well. Realistically, Andy says the conference is down. I chuckled a little bit. They had six teams that were ranked in the top 25 for the first time in Big 12 history.
But somebody, I mean, it didn't. I think it starts with the players and the coaches believing. But you got to have somebody else. If everybody's shaking their head, going, "Ah, this team's going to suck again."
Well, I've told
you. What do you think the hope is?
Well, I've told
very
you
very little. I think they need a little bit of support and a little bit of hope.
Supporting the team and realistically believing they're not going to do well, you can do both. That doesn't mean you have to go to the game and go, "Yeah, you guys, go, go, go. You're still going to suck, but go, go." I mean, you don't say that. It's not the way you cheer. But as Andy said, they are starting to get people to watch. I've said it for years on this show. As soon as people start watching, they puke on themselves. So what's going to happen? They're going to they'll probably beat Iowa State. They'll probably go to Missouri next week and win, and then they'll go to Kansas on TV and lose by 50. That's the way this team operates. That's the way this program, not this team, this program operates. We need to get a break. When we come back, our playoff predictions and our Super Bowl champion, plus in the next segment, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope. Boat.
Play Catch a Boat, the online fishing game where one lucky person will win a brand new Stratus fishing boat, motor, and trailer, all provided by North American Fishing Club. Every day you play is another chance to win the boat or one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 1-10-11. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
You're looking at a $26 ink cartridge at Office Depot and wondering if another store has it at a better price. When you remember that Office Depot gives rewards, $2 back for each recycled cartridge, plus 10% back on the new one, you buy it at Office Depot, turning a near moment of insanity into a moment of brilliance. Now at Office Depot, get 20% back in rewards when you purchase $50 of HP ink or two of the same HP toners. Expires 1/22. Rewards carry over in a calendar year and are issued when you earn $10. Visit myworklifereward.com for details.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun at times as well as we head through the day today, with temperatures staying fairly steady or falling back a bit through the 30s, with northwest winds of 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll be back to 14 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 41.
They get the easiest draw possible.
I'll tell you right now, sick. Of all the things people chimed in, I'm thinking we should add another one to that I've just come up with. You, if the Steelers happen to win the Super Bowl, a polar plunge on the show.
No, we already had that.
Did we have a polar plunge?
Do we have a polar plunge? And I said no. Oh. I already have things that, I mean, let's just face it. Things are fine right where they are. All right.
That's funny. All right, perfect.
You know what else is funny? Dominating the crane game at Godfather's, which I saw happen when we were up there for lunch this week, which is only $6.50, by the way, folks. $6.50 with a salad bar. That is lunch at Godfather's. 222 West 42nd Street, that's at the Archway Plaza on top of the hill in Kearney. On Fridays, it's Family Fridays. All you have to do is buy any jumbo pie and a two-liter bottle of pop. They'll throw in the breadsticks and that awesome monkey bread for free. And on Saturday, kids 10 and below eat free, two children only per paying adult. So there you go, take care of that. Siesta Sunday over the weekend, large taco pie. For delivery or pickup, 234-9444, 234-9444. And that lunch buffet is open 7 days a week, not just weekdays, work week, but weekends as well, from 11 to 2 on the Hill at Godfather's in Kearney. It is time to go to the email, because our friend Bob in Grand Island says, Doug is tired of the Cubs. Hear that, Jim Hendry? You just will stop trying because Doug is tired of the Cubs. I resist the urge at this point to throw in a curse word. Bob.
Thanks for the email, Bob.
Thanks, Robert. Also, a belated happy birthday to our favorite track announcer, Steve Anderson. Combo Tuffy emailed, said happy birthday, big fella.
Nice. Happy birthday, Steve-O.
Let's do our NFL selections for the 2011 playoffs. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's, where do you want me to begin?
Let's start in the AFC. What do you got?
You know what? I'm going to take the two home teams in Kansas City, and I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts. I think Peyton Manning's been under enough scrutiny lately. I think he's the one that shuts up Rex Ryan. I think although they can cover Reggie Wayne, he's got some young weapons that have come along. I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts at home. I think the Kansas City Chiefs at home look so bad against the Oakland Raiders that I'm going to take them at home. You're never as bad as you look. You're never as good as you look. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to win at home.
I am taking the Indianapolis Colts as well. Their defense seems to have gotten a little bit better, and the Jets just can't score. Even if their defense is pretty superb, Peyton Manning, Mark Sanchez, I'll take Peyton Manning every single day of the week in the Saturday night game here on ESPN. I will take the Colts to beat the Jets. I had Baltimore at the beginning of the year to go to the Super Bowl, and I'm going to pick them here over Kansas City. That defense shuts down a very good run game. And Matt Castle has looked great some days, ineffective others. Is Dwayne Bowe 100%? We don't know that for sure. So in my effort to have my Super Bowl selection out in the first round, I will take the Baltimore Ravens, which sets up, for me, Indy at Pittsburgh and Baltimore at New England. And for you, you will have Kansas City at New England and Indy at Pittsburgh, your selections.
Well, I think Pittsburgh's a better football team than the Indianapolis Colts, especially if they get a couple pieces back, including Troy Polamalu, who came back a week ago. I will take them to advance, along with I will take the home team, New England Patriots, just too good for the Kansas City Chiefs.
The problem here is the two best teams won't make it to the AFC Championship game. Baltimore and New England should be in that championship game. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat Indy. Peyton won't like playing out in the cold against the steel curtain. And I will shock the world here. I will take Baltimore to defeat the New England Patriots. One and done for the Patriots. I still see spots where they just, again, they always find a way to win, but they can give up points too. I don't know. I don't know. Ray Lewis, maybe one chance left. This is going to be my upset pick. Baltimore at Pittsburgh for the AFC Championship, and I will take the Baltimore Ravens, as I did at the beginning of the year, to go to the National Football League Championship game, known as the Super Bowl. Baltimore, the best wild card team in playoff history. Your selection for the AFC Championship would be who?
Well, I find this interesting because if you go back all the way to the start of New England's run, I remember a time where there was a noon kickoff on a Sunday playoff game, which New England went to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was a 10-point favorite in that one. New England knocked them off. I think this is role reversal. I think Pittsburgh advances to the Super Bowl.
So Pittsburgh knocks off New England. Let's go to the NFC. And the first game tomorrow is New Orleans against Seattle. If they were playing anybody else, I would give them a chance. Seattle can have the 12th man. They can have whatever they want. New Orleans banged up at the running back position. A couple of the wideouts might be banged up, but Drew Brees isn't banged up. And as long as he's playing, the Saints of New Orleans will get out of the first round and win their first ever road playoff game. So they will win. And I will go first here. I am not on the bandwagon of evidently 90% of the country. Not only will the Philadelphia Eagles win that final playoff game on Sunday over the Green Bay Packers, they'll win it easily. Michael Vick doesn't play for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, the greatest player, the MVP, is going to go out in the first round at home? No, he's not. DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy, Jeremy Maclin, David Akers, your kicker. Philadelphia easily covers the three against the Packers on Sunday.
I like the two teams you like. I know this is a week 11 meeting in the NFL between Seattle, and that game was in New Orleans, but New Orleans racked up 494 yards, and Drew Brees had the four touchdowns in that one. I think Drew Brees finds a way to get it done, although New Orleans just finds a way to get it done. 12 man, you're right. They find a way to get it done. The Eagles, I think, go on in advance. And then you got New Orleans, at Atlanta. I think Atlanta wins this one at home. And Philadelphia at Chicago. I think Philadelphia advances in that one.
Whoa, we have the same. I've got the Saints losing to the Falcons. Philly at Atlanta. Daddy, who you got here? This, of all the games, is the most difficult one for me to pick. Philly at Atlanta.
Yeah, it comes down to, you know what, the turf. You say what you want about Matty Ice on that home field, but the turf is an absolute neutralizer if it's Michael Vick. I think that takes the home crowd out of it. I think you go back to an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl, Philly and Pittsburgh.
I will take Philly as well because it's destiny. And in the Super Bowl, XLV, also known as 45, I have Baltimore versus Philadelphia and the Super Bowl champion, Baltimore Ravens.
In spite of you, I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the Super Bowl.
And well, Mike, you got to hate me. You just hate me. That's all you want. You just want them to win, so I have to do something
after
stupid.
After they knock off New England, I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Live to the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, the director of the race and sportsbook and head lifeguard of the Mandalay Bay Pool. That's right, Mike Perenio, back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, but I'm actually the head ski instructor after last week's snow.
People still freak out when that happens, don't they? It rains more than a quarter inch or that snows and you just shut the city down?
Yeah, it happens once in a while out here, especially in the upper altitudes around town, but it's kind of fun, actually.
Mike, let's start from the Super Bowl, work our way back. I think you just heard our selections. I'm going on a long shot. I picked Baltimore to make the Super Bowl versus Dallas at the beginning of the year. And, Daddy, you had Dallas and
the Jets,
and you picked them to lose right away. So he picks Pittsburgh. I pick Baltimore. Neither one of those are favorites. Who do you like?
Well, since I'm in Las Vegas, not only do I pick, but I wager on these things. And I went ahead and wagered on actually a couple weeks ago on Green Bay. Took a big long shot at 25-1 on the Packers. Needed them to beat Chicago, and they did it. And, you know, they're getting healthy now. They've been pretty well devastated all year. I think they've got a big shot to do something, at least get to the Super Bowl where I can actually guarantee I make some money on that 25-1. The AFC, Patriots out here, minus 160 to win the AFC. So you got to lay 16 to win 10, which you know, you might as well do that on the Super Bowl if you're going to take those odds and lay a little more even on the money line or something. But so those don't make any sense. The NFC, there's really no odds in the NFC, the AFC to get anybody. Although the Steelers are 3-1, they're the second choice in the AFC. So the betting public likes the Steelers out here too. Colts are 6-1. The Ravens, I heard you guys mention, they're 5-1. So a lot of the favorites are long shots, are coming out of the NFC with the Seahawks at 40-1, actually getting a home game. that home game actually isn't a bad thing, but 40-1 is not a bad price either. But as far as my long shot, and actually I don't really consider them a long shot. I like Green Bay. They've been close for a few years now. Their defense is one of the better ones, and I've always been a big defensive guy when it gets to this time of year. And Aaron Rodgers, he looked pretty good last week even after his weeks off, and I think he'll only get better the next two or three weeks as he's coming back from the concussion.
And you're getting better odds now on the Packers than you would have week one, am I correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why we don't bet those things at the beginning of the year. Actually, you could have bet that last February and held on to it before week one, all those many months. We'll be putting up the next year's, hopefully they'll play, but we'll be putting up the next year's odds as soon as the Super Bowl's over this year.
Obviously, Baltimore favored over Kansas City by a field goal, so Kansas City be what, 8-1?
Uh, to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kansas City right now to win the Super Bowl is 35-1. So,
wow.
The Super Bowl odds in Kansas City are nice. You're always going to get a little better on the to win the Super Bowl than to win a conference. Patriots, like I said, even to win the Super Bowl, the Patriots are plus 120. When they're in AFC, they're minus 160. So you're getting a little more than even money on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. And if you think they're going to win the Super Bowl, you could bet the money line for three games and get a better return on your money. Just letting it ride.
Mike Peretti of the Mandalay Bay joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Looking forward to this first big weekend. We hear that you like the Packers. And let's talk about the other three games this weekend. The Saints, when you get into double digits in the playoffs, a lot of people like to shy away from that. But I thought the very interesting stat was the Seahawks, all nine losses are by 15 or more points. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, and the public's brought that down a little bit. I wouldn't surprise us to see if it even go to 9.5. We started at 10.5. It's a big number. Everyone knows Seattle at home is a tough place to play. But it's the Saints, and even though they're banged up, it's going to be tough. Seattle's doing everything they can to mask this game. They're not going to say who's going to start at quarterback. Pretty sure if we knew the backup quarterback was starting, that line would be 14 or higher. Hasselbeck's probably going to start. And, you know, I don't like laying the points. You guys talk to me enough to know I don't like favorites that big a time. I just can't – I wouldn't play that game. That Seahawks, like you said, when they lose, they tend to give up. And they might be really happy they won the division at 7-9. If they get down early, you might see them packing it in, and then you see things get out of hand. So I'd definitely stay away from that game.
So the public's on an actual underdog? I mean, that doesn't happen a whole lot, does it?
No, but, you know – people listen to the stuff, and they've seen, like you said, it's pretty obvious. Seattle's a completely different team at home. They're probably one of the most home – them and the Rams, although the Rams did a better job this year. I mean, the Rams notoriously couldn't win anything on the road for the last few years, and they've made a little better comeback. But Seattle's kind of been they have that moniker on them too, where they just – the only place they play decent is at home. Unfortunately, they're playing the Saints, and I don't think they're going to give up once they get ahead. And if they pack it in, that's why I kind of stay away from that game, because it's tough for me to lay 10, and I'm definitely not going to take Seattle because I've seen them pack it in and lose by big margins all year.
Mike, how about the AFC? Any surprises you see there?
Yeah, you know the AFC – it's tough not to like the Patriots. It's just that it's hard to believe they're the same Patriots that what were killing everybody the years when they won the Super Bowl. They just don't. They're amazing where they plug people in at running back, and they're getting a little bit healthier. And it's Brady's just so good, and you know he's kind of Mr. Hollywood, married to the supermodel and everything. But when you see how competitive he is on the sidelines. He's definitely Mr. Competitor, and it's tough to go against them. Although I heard you guys say they don't seem I don't know if they did with the smokes and mirrors this year or what, but it was definitely their year this year. They look like they could beat anybody most of the year.
Mike, obviously, we turn our attention Monday to the big game in the college football. Compare the big game in college football. Closest playoff action, is it still not comparable?
Yeah, let's put it this way, it's on Monday, you know.
Okay.
It's on a Monday. I mean, it's not even close to probably even regular season NFL. It's just nothing's like the NFL period, even the championship. March Madness, the first week is awesome, and but there's so many games, and it's such an exciting college basketball thing. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. We'll get action on the game. And overall, around the country, it's very popular, and lots of people will tune into it. But as far as handle and how people bet on it, it's not even close to a regular NFL season week.
Mike Perenio with us for just another minute from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Well, you've got all the action this weekend. People love to come to Vegas for the Super Bowl. If you want to plan ahead, March Madness really isn't that far away, just a couple of months, and always horse racing. What else is going on at the Mandalay?
Well, we got a lot going. I know the Super Bowl is great this year. And we still have rooms available, and there's a UFC fight on Saturday and then here at Mandalay Bay, and it's one of the best UFC fights they've had in a long time. Anderson Silva and Belfort, Griffin and Franklin are fighting each other. I'm not a huge expert on the UFC, but I can tell this is one of their best cards maybe in a couple years, and it's the day before the Super Bowl. So, I mean, talk about a weekend if you don't have any plans and you like UFC and everyone likes the NFL, you could really have a nice weekend here, and there's still tickets available for the UFC, and it's just a great weekend. We also have a fight coming up on February 19th, and then March Madness is absolutely fantastic out here. A kind of a hidden gem that no one knows about is week two of March Madness. It's not as busy, not as crazy, and they're actually better games. And week two of March Madness, it's not that hard to get a good seat, and like I said, it's not quite as crazy, but the games are better.
Mike Perenio, Race and Sportsbook Director at Mandalay Bay. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. And I love to catch up with you again in the near future.
I appreciate it. They can come see me on MandalayBay.com. There's a section with the sports book in there. And anytime you guys need anything, let me know.
Awesome. You're the best.
See you soon, Mike. Thanks for the time.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
You got it.
From Las Vegas, our Nebraska boy, Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook. But right now, Tony.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I have a story in front of me that involves the following two words, Michigan Pelini. Nebraska coach Bo Pelini says he has no interest in the vacant coaching job at Michigan, telling the AP, quote, there is no truth, end quote, to a media report that he would listen to Michigan if there was interest. Wolverines fired Rich Rodriguez this week. Pelini's name was connected to the opening at Miami before Al Golden was hired. He also shot down reports that he was interested in that job.
Well, at least we can put that to rest.
Thank goodness.
Now back to your message boards, dorks.
Now Matt Garza, world champion MVP.
Let's see.
More suggestions if Pittsburgh wins the World's Super Bowl. We'll be back after this.
Here's what a trick sounds like at the Winter X Games. Pretty boring, right? That's because Winter X Games weren't meant to be listened to on a radio. What is this, 1934? No, it's not. It's 2011, a year that sounds futuristic and awesome, and is about to get even more awesome because Winter X Games 15 are coming out on television.
So watch them there.
Winter X Games 15 starts January 27th on ESPN. You haven't seen everything. Presented by America's Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
This Saturday, it's a wild card edition of the NFL as we bring you a special playoff doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crews from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, Drew Brees and the defending Super Bowl champs head west to take on the Seattle Seahawks. Then, Peyton Manning and the Colts will host Mark Sanchez and the New York Jets in Indy. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Saints, Seahawks, Colts, Jets, Saturday starting at 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun at times as well as we head through the day today, with temperatures staying fairly steady or falling back a bit through the 30s, with northwest winds of 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll be back to 14 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Doug and Daddy Show, excited to tell you about the new Complete Nutrition open in Grand Island to better serve the Tri-Cities area. They are now open just north of Gordman's and located in Kearney, just north of Sunmart on North 2nd Avenue. Complete Nutrition, north of Gordman's and Grand Island, just off Highway 281, which would be just south of the malls if you're wondering about that. And you can call 338-1-FIT in Kearney, or if you're in Grand Island, 382-TONE. Amazing how they make that work out a little bit. Grand Island, that's all you have to do. You can find out more at CompleteNutrition.com. Speak to a consultant today because you may not know what you want. You know you want to get better. You want to get healthier. You want to get more energy. Different ages, male, female, different products. That's why they've got them there for you, like the CTS 360, the complete toning system in which consultants can interchange three levels of weight loss supplements and work with customers to create a personalized, healthy solution. It's one of the newest products out there. Help boost metabolism and accelerate weight loss. Control your appetite and cravings. Weight loss while you're asleep. I know you're a fan of that, Daddy. Find out more at Complete Nutrition in Kearney. And now, in Grand Island, the third city. You got something?
Gotta go to the Den Popper inbox real quick. Hey, guys, I sent it in before my ideas. When Pitt wins the Super Bowl, Doug has to wear a Steelers hat to Big Ten Media Days. I think if that's the case, it'd be hat, shirt, Steeler Paula Mahler jersey, maybe Paula Mahler wig. I think it'd be the whole nine yards.
Merritt says he's got all those suggestions from a couple of months ago compiled. We'll break those out next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, once we know who Pittsburgh's going to play in the playoffs, they only got to win three games. They're down to winning three. If you're in the wild card, you got to win four. I have two wild card teams playing in the Super Bowl. Probably ain't going to happen.
Yeah, probably a stretch there.
But hey, that always carries on my real bad selections. Coming up on Monday's show, Dari Noka is going to join us from ESPN. Eric Casilius moving on to the Golf Channel, so Dari Noka taking over as the co-host with Mel Kiper on Saturday morning show. Worked for a while in Lincoln at KLKN-TV. Does a great job on whatever he does. He's going to join us, talk about the national championship game, the NFL playoffs, and more. We want to thank Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay and Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network for joining us today. Go Eagles.
Hey, enjoy all the NFL action. Enjoy Nebraska, Iowa State basketball, all the high school and college action as well. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.